This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, back on the Pulse with Ali Johan and Othniel Ting. That was a new track out of the Fleet Foxes' new album, Shore. That song was called Young Man's Game. We're now going to go to our first news piece for tonight.
Yep. If you remember, we covered Rolling Stone's best bassists of all time not too long ago.
Yeah.
But the pop culture magazine's most popular list is undeniably the 500 greatest albums of all time list that was published back in 2003. Despite being almost two decades old, last year alone, they had about 63 million readers on that list alone on their website. That's a lot.
That's insane.
Yeah, I guess it's one of the most famous products put out by Rolling Stone thus far. Of course, many record stores and record labels would love to use this list and, you know, will gladly add the 500 greatest albums of all time sticker to either boost the sales and maybe the prices of certain records at the same time. And really, it's about time they updated their list, because since 2003, there's been lots of great music out there.
Yes, and there's also been a lot of great change in society around in this time.
Pop music is not that huge anymore. Dara and Hanif, they did a story on the possible death of pop music. So a lot of change, as you said. So they've entirely redone this list from scratch. The new list was voted on by over 300 artists, producers, critics, music industry figures, and more. And just to name a few, you've got Beyonce, Taylor Swift, The Edge from U2, Stevie Nicks, Gene Simmons, and more that actually contributed to the final product of this 500 greatest albums of all time list.
Yes, so 300 artists, producers, critics, and industry figures sort of give scores to these records. And eventually they total it up and then they go by biggest numbers. We had a look at the early edition of that list from 2003 and we found a lot of changes to this latest one.
Yeah, just glancing through the old one, I realized how many Beatles records are actually in the top 10. Not much variety there, even though I admit that, those are great albums.
They are the Beatles.
But I like how Rolling Stones, for this time around, they actually gave space for other musicians as well. It can't be all just The Who, Beatles, and all that, right?
And they're all great, right? No disrespect to those records and those bands from back then, Bob Dylan and all that. But this new list is updated and it reflects at least more modern music.
Speaking of modern music, this list, the new one, includes 154 new entries and 86 albums from the 21st century. So I'm very happy that it reflects more inclusion and diverse genres. And according to them, three times as many rap albums represented on the new list as on the original. Well, since it's just a one-hour show on The Pulse, we won't have time to cover all 500. You can slowly read that up on their website. But for me personally, there were two albums that made significant jumps. One of it was Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Great album. In the first edition of the list, Lauryn Hill's album was 314. Right now it's number 10. She made the top 10 in 2020. Mm-hmm. Another one was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, which made the sixth spot in the original one, which is quite good as well. But this time in the new one, it got the number one spot. Basically, Rolling Stone is saying that it's the greatest album of all time, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. What's interesting about What's Going On is that when it was first released, it was such a different album from what Marvin Gaye was putting out. Because before that, he was known as a romantic crooner. And suddenly, with a political turn, Motown didn't really know what to do with it. And they, in fact, Motown didn't want to release it at first, fearing that it might be too controversial.
And, you know, that's the kind of albums that really matter to many people, and especially with the political climate of this time, to see Marvin Gaye's What's Going On take the top spot in this 500 best albums list is so refreshing.
Yeah. So on the line with us right now is Adrian Yap, writer for NME Asia. He'll be sharing some of his thoughts on this new updated list. Thank you, Adrian, for joining us on the program. So what are your thoughts on this list? It's quite a big revamp with 154 new entries and 86 albums from the 21st century.
I think it's great that they are refreshing the list, because there's been really a lot of music that's come through in the last 10 or 20 years. And I think that the main criticism of the list in the past has been the lack of diversity. And you see that a lot more in the latest list. And I think that's a good thing.
And so there are now three times as many rap albums on the new list compared to the original. And, you know, we mentioned earlier, the biggest jump was the record The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, jumping from earlier spot of 314, and now it took number 10. What do you think changed?
I think that comes from just a greater appreciation of hip-hop music in general over the last 20, 30 years. And I think that largely came from music being more and more accessible to diverse populations across the world. When I was growing up, I was introduced to the Beatles by my dad. And I think for a lot of people, that was like a generational thing. You just listen to a lot of the music that your parents listen to, and you kind of are nostalgic about music like that. But maybe in the last 20, 30 years, because of music streaming or because of greater accessibility to music, you just have diverse populations appreciating music that they normally wouldn't listen to. And that's probably why you see more and more people listening to music that they normally, people around them may not be that familiar with. And I think genre lines are just not drawn as thickly as they used to be before. And that's a great thing because it just introduces more diversity in music across the entire world.
You're right there. I think the inclusion of more newer voters to this process as well, as we mentioned earlier, the names are more...
Diverse,
yeah, for lack of a better word. Big Boy from Outkast voted, you know, Bob Mole, Morrissey, Questlove, Nile Rodgers, Lars Ulrich, Butch Vig. So it goes like from, you know, rock to hip hop to soul to funk to everywhere for this time around.
And Adrian, another significant jump is Marvin Gaye, you know, taking the number one spot, previously being at number six. It's a spot that was previously held by Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. Do you think this has anything to do at all with the recent civil rights, Black Lives Matter movement? Because although the music remains unchanged, but it somehow becomes more significant over time.
To answer your question directly, the answer would be yes. I think the record just feels really relevant today, given everything that's happening around the world. But let's not forget that it is a great, great record. And I just put it on recently, and I was just listening to it, and I just think that it sounds still really magnificent after all these years. And honestly speaking, listening to the record and just listening to some of the lyrics on the record, it just sounds so haunting if you consider everything that's happening around the world today. And I think that it's a great choice for it to sit at number one, given that the list was refreshed this year. And I think, let's not forget that it's also fundamentally a great record and deserves to be right up there, right up a list like this.
Yeah, very well said. I think for if you're a record collector, obviously Side A of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye is one of the most epic collection of songs that you can just sit through and listen. It just goes by just like that.
It's so smooth. Yeah. It's so groovy.
And the way it just connects from one song to another, it's absolutely amazing.
Right, Adrian, in your opinion, what are some modern albums released recently that would qualify to be in this top 500 list that's not currently on this list?
Wow. Honestly speaking, I don't actually listen to a lot of modern music, that's saying. But the one that stands out to me is probably Nick Cave's Ghosteen. That was, I think, released last year, which is a really, really remarkable record. And just there's just not enough Nick Cave on the list in general, which I think is a bit of a travesty. I think there might not be any Nick Cave. Other records, maybe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right here, but FKA Twigs, Magdalene, was a great record and probably deserves a place on the list somewhere. Not many that stands out to me. I think it just needs more Nick Cave. Yeah.
Thanks for giving us your thoughts. That was Adrian Yap, writer for NME Asia. Do you agree with that? It needs more Nick Cave?
That's a rather pointed choice. I feel like Nick Cave, you know, I don't listen to him enough, obviously. But FKA Twigs is also a fair shout, probably not on that list. But again, you know, these are voted by 300 musicians, producers, and people in the industry. It's really tough to nail down, to zero in and on all good records,
yeah.
And, you know, especially with musical tastes that are now more and more varying.
Going through all 500, I was actually looking forward to see D'Angelo Voodoo on it. His latest album, Black Messiah, was there. Brown Sugar was there as well. But his seminal record, Voodoo, wasn't there. So that's the one for me that I wish was there. What about you?
Well, I thought there would be more Tame Impala, actually.
Right.
And we find their album, Currents.
Yep, number 382.
Number 382. But, you know, I was a bigger fan and listened to a lot more of their first two records. And I thought they were solid. You know, the list goes on. There are many things that we listen to that might not make the list, right? But happy to see, you know, as we've been talking a lot tonight, happy to see a lot more rap artists, albums on there, a lot more black musicians, regardless of the sound.
And even some emo, because My Chemical Romance, Black Parade was there, 361. I'll be the first to admit that kind of music might not be the trendiest right now, but in terms of cultural significance, I think it's quite an important record.
Especially at the time it came out,
yeah,
right?
So,
and like a wave swept the world and, you know, kids would be hanging out in Berjaya Times Square with their black mascaras. That record had that following.
Yeah. Maybe you can let us know what you think of the latest updated list and whether there are any albums out there that you think deserve to be on that list. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or write into us, WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Okay, we're going to take a break with a song now. We're going to listen to British Acid Jazz Royalties, the brand new Heavies. And this is a cut of their latest album last year, simply titled TBNH. And, you know, brand new Heavies, haven't heard about them for the longest time. I heard listening to them when, you know, in the 90s. And at that time, they were at the, I guess, at the forefront of this emerging acid jazz movement alongside bands like Young Disciples and Jamiroquai. But that sort of faded out, and, you know, together with the entire sound and these bands, they became less popular. But I'm going to just revisit this groove by the brand new Heavies. This is a track called The Funk Is Back on the Pulse BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.